This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. When air pollution crosses state lines, which is pretty much all the time, which state is responsible for the cleanup? That's the question in two stories involving the Environmental Protection Agency. Today, governors from northeastern states will ask the EPA to crack down on Midwestern and Appalachian states. Later this week, the U.S. Supreme Court will consider another side of the question. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has been looking into this. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, David.
So what are these northeastern governors looking for?
Basically, they want their neighbors, states like Ohio and Kentucky, to play by the same kinds of rules these northeastern states have been playing under since the 1990s. Air quality in these northeastern states has been pretty bad, still is, so the EPA has required those states to enact strict pollution controls. And according to a New York Times report, governors from these states say they've done everything they can, and they say the real problem is dirty air blowing in from the Midwest and Appalachia. And those states have less stringent controls, and they produce a ton of emissions, but prevailing winds carry the bad stuff to the northeastern states. So states like New York and Connecticut and Massachusetts say they get left holding the bag.
But how does this relate to the U.S. Supreme Court case coming up later this week?
Well, here we've got the EPA itself basically saying it wants to enforce rules like the ones the governors are asking for. It actually made a rule in 2011. The official name is the Cross-State Air Pollution Rule. People call it the Good Neighbor Rule. And an appeals court ruled the EPA went too far. This rule would have affected a bunch of states with coal-fired power plants, and the emissions blow downwind and mess up the air in neighboring states. So the polluting states would have had to cut way down on emissions, probably by burning less coal, shutting down some power plants. The EPA has appealed, and the Supreme Court's going to hear the arguments tomorrow.
Marketplace's Dan Weissman in Chicago. Thank you very much.
Thanks, David.